Can you run a startup inside a giant? So this is again another meta story. This time it's reshuffling their org structure to act more like a startup. So it's building out its AI team to drive faster breakthroughs. Meanwhile, in other industries, a new trend emerging to merge HR and IT under a single leader to bring people and tech strategies together because they sort of are combined right now. Is this consolidation a good move, a smart move, or just a symptom of businesses chasing agility without sort of rewiring their core? So is it possible to run a startup team inside a global giant, or does that agility only work around the edges? Steve, I feel like coming out of IDEO, I feel like you would be, you know, the best person to kick us off here.
Well, I think it's an answer that people hate for me to give. It's often one that is the correct response. And I would say it depends. I think the myth of the startup mode, as we say, startup mode is very much in the sort of the air of conversation right now. And I think startup mode in legacy giants like Meta only works if we're talking about mindset and not about structure. You can't reorg or transform your organization. You can't reorg your way into agility. I think you need cultural conditions that allow for experimentation, that allow for fast learning loops, and also allow for trust-based economy, autonomy. And I think that's what we're talking about in terms of startup mode and like what are the benefits of a startup in terms of agility. You think of a large legacy company as one that is a behemoth that can't move quickly, can't make decisions, can't produce things quickly. And so I think that's what we're talking about. That said, I do think that the convergence of HR and IT specifically, I think reflects potentially a deeper truth here. And I think that truth is that people and technology are no longer separate domains. I think in an AI native world, especially, every organization needs to ask themselves what human potential is being unlocked or constrained by our tech stack. I think in relation to this question, I think the deeper question is not about whether it's proper to merge departments or to merge domains. I think it's about merging mindsets. And I think leaders need to be fluent in both human dynamics and also have a fluency in the technical if they want to be relevant. So for me, it comes to not about structure, but about mindset.
I love that. I think that's so true in terms of even just innovation mindset is not something you get in a CIO. You build that into all of your teams.
I think having a startup mentality from the people that I've worked with and the organizations that I've worked with can always be a benefit in a sense of if you remain agile, you stay on your toes, you have that driving force motivation that a startup does because of the need to obviously scale, grow, and all of those decisions that you make in the very beginning are very much led by that startup mentality. So I think it definitely has its positives. I'm not sure whether it would work in a company or an organization that was already so large, apart from if they were looking at their innovation side of things. So if you had a startup department within Meta, for example, that would be great for, you know, producing new projects, anything that was maybe industry leading on that side of things. So I think there definitely are benefits. However, if you have grown to that point in an organization, as an organization, you're going to be wanting to be in growth mode rather than startup mode anyway.
It definitely depends. But honestly, I mean, especially when looking at Meta, right, where Zuckerberg just spent not only millions, but much more than that, on all those AI experts. I'm a little bit, doubtful, because on the one hand, it creates this two-level society within an already hierarchical organization, although they try to flatten their organizational structure, I know, but still. So now you have the engineers or the developers on the one side that are for the, I mean, let's say just maintaining the overall business, everyday business. And then you have these folks on the island, these new people, new kids on the block. And they are now the ones that get to work on the cool stuff. And mm-hmm. the other ones just have to execute afterwards. So it is a problem of the push and pull approach, because yes, I did work in a very large corporate of 228,000 people, and it was all about digitalization as well. And we had the product and innovation department in the technology and innovation board area, right? We were also innovating for the whole national company, so all the footprint of the overall corporate. And what I saw, I mean, always was the same thing, was if we tried to push something onto the national companies, for example, it was always quite hard because it is also a change process, right? If you don't do the change right, then you don't have to forget your aim, but still it will be very, very hard for you. If now you have got we have something that's called, if I translated, the innovation garden. So if you have the innovation garden where just people from the organization, employees, when they have ideas, can just upload them, post them, and then a committee will decide whether or not to follow up on these ideas and really make prototypes or give them the funding to create those. Still, the real problem is later on, where do you want to hook it onto? Because you need something that is the connecting bridge between those. I don't know, because I haven't really talked to anyone at Meta yet, how they are doing it in those terms. All that I've heard is, well, those teams that they're setting up, which is great to have a playground. But how do we get from the playground stage to the real skyscraper building, and the foundation of the skyscraper too? And if, again, it comes down to the attitude as well and to the mindset change. But if you don't really connect those two parties in a way that harmonizes them, and doesn't let the one side feel like the ones being left out of the game, I really don't know how they want to pull it off, unless their real aim is to have these startup ideas really function and then grow until it's not going to be small anymore and never going to be small anymore, and then discarding all the rest. I don't know about that. That could be something that they're looking into, but again, I don't know about their real goal and aim. But who knows?
I mean, you never know with Meta, to be fair. But it almost feels like it's sort of the, you know, reviving the idea of sort of in-house incubators, and kind of like shifting it to have, and that's what they've done. So they've just kind of like, you know, reinvented the wheel here by saying we're doing these startup teams. And really it's just like, well, you have an incubator within your organization, which we see often.
How often does it work?
Yeah, that's the other thing.
I definitely have had been in conversation with some CEOs that whether they want to have go into startup mode in their company itself, I think there's a lot of conversation that I've been hearing about how, is there a way to bring in that startup vibe, that startup culture, that or not culture, but like just being even in proximity to startups, you know, might you house a startup in your offices or a group of startups? Because being around startup teams and startup companies, how they act and interact and their way of thinking and just the energy of a startup is definitely palpable. You know, in many cases, it's positive. In some cases, it's frenetic. But there's an energy that it brings. And I think sometimes companies want to be in proximity to that. So I think there's different ways to bring that into a company, whether it's having a startup be embedded or a startup department, if you will, an innovation mm-hmm. department. I don't like the idea of trying to bring in a department to bring in that vibe, because then everyone assumes that that department are the champions of whatever mindset or behavior they're trying to champion. I definitely love for it to be more cultural, but if there is community that is brought in, you know, even with a third party, I think just being in proximity to that can also be very influential. In Meta's case, though, I mean, they're a behemoth. And I think that there is a rich legacy, obviously, to Meta and being in startup mode. So I wonder, like, how can that startup mode be in existence in sort of maybe microcosms? Because I think trying to mandate startup mode at a corporate level, I think is hard, because people are coming in, you know, the new people that have come into a company, they've bought into a certain culture, and they may not have ever been around or on the team if in terms of Meta's or Facebook's early history. So they may not have fit then. So I think anytime you make a change, people are going to have very strong reactions. And I think if you want to bring in a new or at least a rejuvenated mindset and behavior, you have to be willing to lose people, but also in the hopes of gaining people.